And we're back, here with Jim Story, one of the Allegan County Commissioners. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Juke, and good morning to your fine listeners on WHTC.
All right. What's going on in Allegan County?
Well, as usual, we have a lot of things going on. We just had one of our twice a month Board of Commissioners meetings yesterday, and one of the presentations that we get regularly is from various county departments. And yesterday it was the 48th Circuit Court, Chief Judge Marge Baker and the Court Administrator Mike Day walked us through what the court's activity has been in the last year.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the interesting things is that they've seen a spike, an increase in the number of both civil and criminal cases.
Really?
That have come in. Numbers that they haven't seen, they said, since 2007. I won't get into the numbers because I don't think it's, you know, that pertinent. It's just it's an increase, and it really follows a pattern, Juke, that we've seen in from previous reports from the sheriff and the district court. You know, the circuit court handles the more serious issues, but both the sheriff and the district court, and now the circuit court, have reported these increases, and I ask all of the administrators and the sheriff, Blaine Copes, directly about it, and they said that this is probably one of the downsides of economic recovery.
Yeah,
because people have now have the opportunity to move around the county more. They have the some more money to be able to do things, and specifically Mike Day, the court administrator, and I asked him about the civil cases that are being filed. He says, well, when the recession hit, he said a lot of the attorneys just didn't have any cases to file, so they moved over to criminal stuff, and now they're moving back to civil cases. Apparently the deep pockets are there, and you can file the civil cases. I mean, I'm not trying to prejudice them, but that the civil case suits, et cetera, seem to be more attractive right now. On the positive side of the news, and there was quite a bit of that, they reported way up increases in the collection of child support and criminal restitution fees. You know, mm-hmm. if you commit a crime in Michigan, you have to make restitution for the
right.
for the impact of that crime, and way up in those collection of those fees over the last 2 or 3 years. And the friend of the court said that it's like for every dollar they spend on the court's administration of front of the court child support collection, they get about $11.45 back in fee collection. So,
mm-hmm.
so I think kind of the business side, if you will, of the 48th District Court seems to be going along very well. One of the other things that's a part of the circuit court in every county, including Allegan, is the family court and the juvenile division of the family court, where all of the circuit court judges share that, but it's primarily led by Probate Judge Mike Buck. We have a juvenile facility at our Dumont Lake complex north of the city of Allegan. It's 50 years old, and so that is one of the things that we're going to need to pay some attention to.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we have the jail under our belt, I guess that we That's move nice. On to the next project. And I had a chance with Judge Buck about maybe 6 weeks ago to tour that facility, and a couple of things stood out for me taking a view of it. First of all, it just doesn't serve Allegan County. We actually house juvenile offenders from both Barry County and Van Buren County.
I see.
And, of course, you know, those counties, you know, pay us for that.
Yeah.
To do that, but it's kind of a regional facility, and you know. So my comment to the court administrator, Mr. Day, was, you know, we really need to look at maybe some regional cooperation here to upgrade the facility because it is getting a little tired.
Yeah.
And the better programming that we can have in that facility, the better chance, in my opinion, that we won't see these juvenile offenders again.
Yeah.
And that, of course, has to be the goal, I think, of any criminal justice system, is to find ways to make sure that
go out of business,
right? That they don't come back. That they don't come back through again.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit about the courts and some of the things that we're focusing on there. Some other news that's coming up is On June 24th, people might want to put this on their calendar, June 24th from 5 to 6:30, 7 o'clock, at the Dumont Lake Complex, we will be having a workshop on developing a 5-year recreation and parks plan for the county. It's that time again for us to plan for the future and see what needs are. No need to register anything. Just come to the County Services Building at Dumont Lake on June 24th, and we'll have a chance to do kind of a charrette.
Some input.
There's some input on what's going on. And one of the things that seems to be an increasingly hot topic as part of a parks plan, and I expect that this will be a conversation that the county board and the county residents and interested people in our parks system will have over several months, maybe even several years, is development of a bike trail along the Blue Star Highway. I think we've talked about that here before, Talk of the Town, and I think that that's the, there's some advocates that believe that they can raise private funds, but that the county is needed to take over ownership of it. It's called a vertical park. That's what the bike walk path is, I guess, is technically called. But we will have to see.
What are you going to do about the tunnel?
The tunnel. Oh, well, the tunnel, I don't know. We haven't gotten that part. We're working from the other end, the Van Buren.
I just wondered because they don't allow bicycles in the tunnel.
Right. Well, maybe we'll have to have an alternate path that doesn't.
Maybe a separate tunnel.
Now, that would be expensive, but certainly wouldn't be something I'd be opposed to, but it would be expensive. But maybe
or another $1 million bridge.
Yeah.
For the bikes.
Well, yeah, I'm not getting into that right now. I'm just saying that we have a chance for people to have an opportunity to weigh in on it. Because it really is, the funding will be the issue.
On all
of these projects. Yeah. And we don't have and I'm not arguing for it by bringing it up, by the way, but we don't have a parks village in Allegan County. As Otto County does have one, we do not.
Yeah.
So we do have to look for grants and private funds to do any of these nice projects that we all think may be good. We just don't have the tax revenue to do it with.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right, we're here with Jim Story, the Allegan County Commissioner. If you have any questions, you can call us here at 395-1450. What else you got for us, Jim?
Well, some of the more, I guess, would be mundane but important stuff that we've been doing is for the last couple of months, the board has been working on a strategic plan for the next 5 years on where we want to take the county, what activities we need to plan for, particularly capital improvements. I mentioned the juvenile home is one that we're going to have to make some repairs to and modifications. But there are other buildings, too, and other structures that are aging, and so as part of this strategic planning process, we want to be able to plan out those budgets over the time. The other thing we are doing is we are considering, and I think we will be issuing a bond sometime later this year to cover some of our unfunded pension costs and health care costs for county employees. It's in the area of about $1.8 million. And this will help us reduce the contributions we need to make to the state. The state retirement system. It's called MERS, the Michigan Employees Retirement System, and even local government employees are members of that. And so we will have to, we're a little bit shy right now on our contribution level, and so we need to provide for that. MERS has told us that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. 395-1450, the number here. If you'd like to give us a call this morning, we're here with our County Commissioner, Jim Story, and our line is open right now. All right. Anything else on the agenda there you got for?
Well, sure. We can. One of the other things that we've been looking at a lot is coming up on the August 5th primary election. A lot of talk about that now as we get closer to it. We have a renewal of our 911 surcharge.
Mm-hmm.
The 911 surcharge, of course, is a fee that appears on your telephone or fax machine bill, and it provides for us to operate our central dispatch system. And the central dispatch system not only provides radio communication, with our law enforcement officers, but it's also the system that the fire departments use to page the volunteers to come to an incident or keep in communication with them. And one of the reasons the surcharge is important is that we're getting to the end of life on a nearly 20-year-old radio system, and we're going to have to replace that soon in order, to keep current,
keep up the technology.
Well, the technology that you see here, even in the studio, changes all the time. Well, you can imagine if we're operating.
We're obsolete now.
Exactly. And our systems are, but it's we're trying to collect enough money.
I know.
To replace it over, in 4 or 5 years when we'll have to replace that radio system. So the surcharge will go from $2.80 to $3 if the voters approve that on the August 5th primary. Our former central dispatch director stepped down about 4 or 5 months ago, and we've just hired a new one, Jeremy Ludwig. He was the chief of security over at the Gun Lake Tribe Casino, but seems to be very knowledgeable and very understanding of all of the demands on this system. You know, with 24 townships in Allegan County, many of them standalone fire departments, you can imagine the different demands that that system has on it. Now, some of them have combined districts like Saugatuck and Allegan, but there are still quite a few fire departments, and Grasscup and Hamilton all have combined districts with several townships participating. But
how do the cell phones pay for this?
Same thing on your cell phone bill.
On the cell phone bill?
On the cell phone bill. There's about 101,000 instruments in registered to people who live in Allegan County. And there's about 20 different providers, telephone companies, Comcast, et cetera, cable companies, that provide that kind of service. So those companies bill the user for that fee every month, and then that fee is then transmitted to the county for operating that system. So it's an important system. It not only provides radio communication, but in the case of our law enforcement officers, our sheriff's deputies, and our local police departments, it provides for computers in the cars to get information so they can quickly go to a scene. I've had a chance, it's probably about a year ago now, to spend a day with one of our deputies in one of their cars, and it's really amazing that the mapping that they access through that system, that they can quickly get to the point where they need to find someone. So, when we depend upon, ever-thinning ranks of our law enforcement people to protect us, it's important that they have the tools to be efficient, too. So.
Right. And, all right, more in Allegan County.
Yes. Coming up Monday night at 7 o'clock in the Allegan Township Hall, which is on 118th Avenue, just north of the city of Allegan, Allegan County has an interesting association. It's called the Association of Counties, Cities, and Townships. A lot of those different interest groups have separate organizations, but in Allegan County we have one, and I think that's a good idea because it gets all those different units talking to each other informally and learning how to cooperate and collaborate with each other. But this particular meeting coming up Monday is important on one issue that we've been talking about the last 2 months called for ORVs, off-road vehicles.
Yeah.
There is a young man from Hamilton who's been advocating allowing ORVs on some of our county roads. It's been a matter of discussion among various agencies. We will again have that discussion again on Monday, June 16th at this at the Allegan County Township Cities and Village Associations, because coming up on June 26th, which is the next county board meeting, we're going to make a decision on whether the county as a whole should go into this, or we should refer it to each individual township, whether to allow these ORVs. I know the village of Hopkins, president has indicated that village is going to allow them. And one of the reasons is that, particularly in smaller villages, people who want to jump into town and get something don't have to fire up their car. They can fire up the four-wheel ORV and go into town and do it. And under the law that was passed last year and signed by the governor, the counties below town, what they call Town Line 16, can now do that. So that's one thing we're going to be talking about. And then our Economic Development Director, Nora Balgoyan, will also be giving an update on the Economic Development Commission's development of a strategic plan for what kind of industry and jobs we want to go forward and try to both retain and get coming into Allegan County. We need to work with the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, Lakeshore Advantage here in Holland Zealand area, and the right place in the Grand Rapids area, and Southwest Michigan First in the Kalamazoo area, to make sure we're not overlooked when new employers or existing employers want to expand. These employers, when they want to make decisions, they have to make them relatively quickly, and they need one place to go. So we're trying to get this Economic Development Commission going to make sure that we are ready to respond and provide that information so that our people can have the jobs that they need. So those are a couple of, we have, activity on many fronts, from law enforcement to economic development to parks and recreation, but that, and certainly, dispatch, but that's all under the umbrella of county government.
Right.
And it keeps life interesting.
Yeah, well, it used to be much simpler.
Yes.
But we didn't have all the things then that we have now.
Well, that's exactly right. And we are an incredibly diverse county, a beautiful county. I always tell people I have one of the nicest drives when I'm going from where I live in the south side of the city of Highland to the county seat in Allegan because of the rolling terrain and Fillmore and Overijssel and Heath townships there. Just as, it's just kind of inspiring to see, particularly this time of year, see the growth.
What do you get two turnarounds to?
Well, I usually, candidly, I avoid M40, and unfortunately, I have to say, and tragically, we recorded another two deaths last week on M40. Mr. and Mrs. Kamrad, who were very active members locally in the Holland area, were struck and killed. I saw the remains of their motorcycle, and it was not pretty. But M40 is a road that I think continues to need attention for safety. It is a big mix of trucks and fast-moving cars, and it just seems that it gets more congested every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to continue to work on making it a safer road.
Well, if I head in that direction, I frequently take the road to East Saugatuck and then over.
Well, that's true. I try to take the country roads too, just because of the beauty part. But
right.
We can't avoid the fact that M40 and the M89 corridor is what I call the main street of Allegan County, connecting Highland and the northwest section of the county with Otsego and Plainwell area in the southeast section of the county. And I think, particularly as the legislature and the governor talk about road improvements, that to me should be at the top of the hit parade. Because you really shouldn't have to take your life in your hand when you drive that road just for the normal course of business or commuting.
I remember when it was gravel.
Do you really?
Yes.
I'm glad I wasn't around.
And my dad got on the jury. He had to drive it every day to Allegan.
Oh my goodness! I wonder what his the pits in the car probably were.
It was hard on the Model A.
Of course, the Model A was a little higher off the ground,
yes,
right?
It was.
Well, Juke, you've seen so many decades coming and going. So
yes, right, they have.
Right. So I don't. We have a few minutes left here, don't we?
Yeah.
And I was just wondering. One of the things that we share on the county commission, every one of us, the seven members, we rotate giving the invocation before each meeting.
Yeah.
And yesterday was my turn.
Really?
I get, like I say, once every seven times, it's my turn. And maybe if it's okay with you, I would share that with you and your listeners today,
sure,
what I did yesterday. Because I said, tomorrow we will celebrate Flag Day. Last week we celebrated something I'm sure you remember.
Yes.
The 70th anniversary of the Normandy invasion to free Western Europe. And then this coming fall, we'll celebrate the 200th anniversary of the writing of the Star-Spangled Banner by Francis Scott Key. So in that vein, my prayer was this, something written by Irving Berlin, which is, "While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair, and we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America, land that I love. stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home.
Very good.
Happy Flag Day to everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of patriotic activity now, but it seems that it isn't sinking into Washington very much.
Well, and that's that we are the people that run the government. It's one of the reasons I love county government is because access is immediate, and you can respond to the people right away, and they can have their voices heard immediately.
Yeah, that's very true. And county government has, you know, part of that, certainly.
Sure, sure.
It's the first, I wouldn't say it's the first step in government, but pretty close.
We're in there.
Yeah. Well, I thank you very much for being our guest this morning here on Talk of the Town, Jim. And
always a pleasure to visit with you and your listeners as well.
I wish you well. Thank you very much.
You too, my friend. You too.